Welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast. Each month, listen in as a team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable health content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. Today, we're going behind the counter and exploring the pharmacy. It's so much more than just a place to pick up prescriptions. For our service members, veterans, and their families, the pharmacy is a critical link in maintaining health and readiness. But have you ever wondered what really goes on behind those counters? We'll be exploring the complex operations that ensures medications are dispensed safely, efficiently, and accurately. Let's join the team and get started.
Hello, Fort Novosel, and welcome back to this month's episode of Lister Health Talks. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Stetter, the Commander and Director of Lister Army Health Clinic. We are going to dive into the exciting world of pharmacy and talk a little bit about behind the scenes of our pharmacy operations. Today, I am joined by the Leadership Pharmacy Team, Dr. Lynn, Dr. Dunn, and Staff Sergeant Williams. Ladies, do you want to tell a little bit about yourselves and what you do here?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm Dr. Latoya Lynn. I'm the Chief of Pharmacy here at Lister Army Health Clinic. I've been here since 2017. I started off as a staff pharmacist, and then in 2020, I had the honor of transitioning into chief. So it's been a great experience. I work with an amazing team. I've been fortunate enough to have amazing leadership around me. So I really enjoy what I do on an everyday basis. It gives me the opportunity to, you know, serve the Fort Novosel community in the capacity as a pharmacist and try my best to make sure that our community chooses Lister as their pharmacy of choice for all of their pharmaceutical needs.
I'm Dr. Brandy Dunn. I am embedded in primary care. So while I belong to the pharmacy family, my place of duty is in primary care. And I have the honor of working with patients and fine-tuning medications for several different conditions, whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, tobacco cessation or nicotine cessation. I help people synchronize their medicines. So I have a lot of different things that I can help people with, and I absolutely love it. I love talking to people and getting to know them and helping them reach their healthcare goals so that when they go back to their primary care manager, they can say, look at all these great things we've done. We've made it to our goals.
I'm Sergeant Williams, the pharmacy NCOIC. I'm the senior enlisted leader responsible for overseeing pharmacy operations. I'm here to serve everybody within the Fort Novosel community, as well as help with managing pharmacy operations.
Thank you, ladies. Welcome to the show. In today's episode, I'm excited because we're going to be setting the stage and giving a behind-the-scenes look of what makes the pharmacy so critical to the operational readiness of this base, as well as how we're evolving to meet the needs for our patients that we support. So strap in, stay informed, and let's take off into the world of pharmacy, because when readiness matters, every dose counts. Anyone that comes to Lister, unless you only stay within PCC, has to pass the pharmacy. Unless you come on at the end of the day on Wednesday afternoons, you're going to see our pharmacy is generally very busy. Our pharmacy is our busiest section within the clinic by far on any given day. We are very fortunate to serve such an amazing community of retirees, aviators, active duty service members, family members. In general, we serve a robust population. And as I previously stated, because we have such an amazing community, our pharmacy is much busier than a like-size clinic. Dr. Lynn, what is the number one question that you get in the pharmacy?
Well, ma'am, I would say hands down, without question, the number one question that we do get in the pharmacy is just, what is taking so long? And that is a fair question. It really is, because from the outside looking in, from a patient's perspective in the lobby, the process seems really simple, right? But there is really so many different details that are going on behind the scenes and so many different things that has to happen before a prescription can actually leave that pharmacy.
Can you describe what that process looks like, or kind of take us through what does the life of a prescription look like?
Well, at a high level, I would say if we broke this down into stages, a prescription goes through about four different stages before it actually goes out to a patient. That first stage is usually what we call the intake process. So that is when a patient presents us with a prescription, we're entering that prescription into the pharmacy software according to how the doctor prescribed it, and we are submitting a claim to the insurance. If that claim goes through and all is clear there, that prescription then goes on to stage two. And stage two is the filling process. So this is probably the most simple stage in the process. This is when that medication is removed from the inventory. It is physically counted, it's placed in that vial, and it's labeled. From there, it goes to the pharmacist. which is the verification stage, which is stage three. Now here, this is where all of our pharmacists are positioned. Most of our pharmacists are spending about 90 to 95% of their time in verification. So, you know, their job here is to make sure that that prescription was entered correctly, it was filled with the correct medication. But then on a deeper level, our pharmacists are taking the time to open up those patient profiles to review any type of issues that they may observe, whether it's drug-drug interactions or any type of clinical issues that they see that may warrant further consultation with the provider. After all that occurs, if there are no issues, if there's no need for any type of modifications, then that pharmacist can give the green light and then they release that prescription to stage four and the final step, which is the dispensing process. I do want to highlight though that most people, when they think about filling a prescription, they're usually envisioning stage two, right? That's just that picture of someone standing behind the counter and just counting out their prescription and just releasing it to them. And really, that is just, like we said earlier, really only a small step in the process, because there are so many other things that have to go on. Safety and quality checks, you know, for not only just the safety reasons, but for legal reasons as well, before we can let that prescription be released to the hands of a patient.
I think it's fascinating how many prescriptions sound alike and look alike. And when I was watching you the other day, how cumbersome it is to actually have to go onto the computer and even pull up pictures that you have to go in and confirm before you release the drug to the patient.
Yes, ma'am.
What are some ways or things that patients can do ahead of time to decrease some of the wait time?
Queue anywhere. So I'm going to say that a little bit louder, allow everybody to turn their speakers up. Queue anywhere. If you haven't heard of Queue anywhere, it has truly been a game changer for our pharmacy. What Queue anywhere does is it lets you activate a request for a prescription to be filled remotely so that you don't have to physically be present in the pharmacy to get things started, right? So you just get to text in your request from your phone. And once we receive that request, you're assigned a number in the queue. From there, pharmacy starts working on your prescription, and when it's complete, we're able to text you back a message that says, hey, your prescription is ready for pickup. And then at that time, you're able to come into the pharmacy and pick up your prescription. So it's an amazing process for individuals who are limited with time. You know, they have other things that they need to do. They may work during the day, and so the only time they get a break away is from lunch. If you do queue anywhere, it saves the amount of time that you're actually in the pharmacy, because you're only waiting to pick up your prescription. And right now, about 60% of our beneficiaries utilize Queue Anywhere. So a lot of people love that process. And like I said, it has been a real game changer for those individuals who are just limited with time and who otherwise don't have the ability, because they're stay-at-home moms and, you know, they have children they have to get back to just be able to kind of get in and get out of the pharmacy and avoid those long lines.
Can Queue Anywhere be used on refills?
Queue Anywhere cannot be used on refills. So for refills, that's another great way to save on time, is to utilize the automated refill request, right? So Queue Anywhere is only for new prescriptions, all right? That's the key to remember. New prescriptions that have been electronically faxed in. So if you've visited our pharmacy enough times, you've heard us really emphasize, hey, get your doctor to send it in electronically. And this is the reason why, right? Because when they send it in electronically, you're able to utilize the Queue Anywhere process. But for refills, we have an automated refill call-in system. Anytime you have a 30-day or 90-day prescription, TRICARE or Express Scripts will allow you to phone in your refills when you're about 75% of the way through. And so that helps, because you're not waiting until your medication is completely out. You're phoning it in ahead of time, and then you're giving the pharmacy the opportunity and the time to order that medication if it's not in stock, or get that prescription ready before you come in. So Queue Anywhere, that automated refill call-in, that's an amazing process to utilize. And I think it saves a lot of people time, because it allows them to plan in advance for that trip that they're about to make to the pharmacy.
What would you say is the number one item that could delay prescriptions in the pharmacy, or reasons that folks are not able to fill prescriptions?
Well, there are several things that can actually delay the process when you're getting your prescription filled. And if you think about the steps that we talked about earlier, there are different holdups that can occur at different stages in that process. So I'm going to try to kind of correlate them to those different stages so that, you know, our beneficiaries kind of have an understanding when they're visiting the pharmacy of different things that can happen. So I'll start with intake. The number one thing that can happen here, and this is actually very simple and plain, we cannot read the prescription. You will be surprised at the number of times we're presented with a handwritten prescription where it looks like someone's pen has just done freestyle aerobics and we can't read it. And so when this happens, I mean, plain and simple, we have to stop and we have to contact the provider. And, you know, even though our experience may help us guess what the patient may have meant, in pharmacy, that's not the place to do that, right? We can't assume. We have to call and we have to get clarification. And so once we stop to call and get clarification, then now we're at liberty of, is that provider available? Is he in with another patient? And so sometimes we have to wait on that provider to call us back. So you can only imagine that if a handwritten prescription is illegible, that could literally extend your wait time 15 to 20 minutes in the pharmacy, right? Something so simple. Again, that's why we emphasize things like those electronic prescriptions. Another thing that may hold up, and this is probably what a lot of patients are familiar with, is just insurance rejections, right? So whenever we enter those prescriptions into that pharmacy software, they have to be adjudicated to the insurance, right? And the insurance, based on different criteria and things of whatever nature, they may reject that claim. And usually it may be because that drug is not covered. You probably have heard that a lot. It's just not covered by Express Scripts. The refill may be too soon, may be a little too early to get that medication filled. So they'll cover it in the next couple of days, but just not today. So there are a variety of reasons there where you see it, but those are at intake the most common things. Now, I know last fall we may have saw a lot of this with a lot of our diabetic medications and things like our weight loss meds, and that was manufacturer back orders and shortages, right? Not having it in stock. Usually we see that if it makes it to the fill process. If you keep in mind, FDA has approved over 20,000 different medications, right? And I can't think of a single pharmacy that is able to stock every single medication that is FDA approved. Most of your pharmacies are stocking medications based off of movement, right? How often do we move these drugs, the cost of these medications, because we do have budget constraints and we're held fiscally responsible for managing, you know, pharmaceutical budgets and that sort. So sometimes we don't have that medication in stock. And when we don't, that could be upward of 48 hours before we can order that medication and have it shipped to us to dispense. So patients have probably heard that a lot. Move on to that third stage we talked about. Pharmacist verification, right? There's so much that can happen here, right? Pharmacist looks at your profile and deems that, oh, you're on this medication that may interact with this. We need to call the provider and we just need to clarify. And once again, anytime we have to contact that provider, now the wait is us. We're waiting to hear back from that provider. And it's very reasonable, right? Because like we said earlier, they are seeing patients, but it will create a delay. So I would say there are a lot of different things, but I think that those are the majority of the holdup that we get a lot of the times when we are filling prescriptions.
That was great, Dr. Lynn. One thing I hear often is PAs or prior authorizations. Can either you or Dr. Dunn talk a little bit about that?
Well, I'll actually defer that question to Dr. Dunn because she's actually a provider. So sometimes she's actually more directly involved in actually submitting those PA requests. So I know she can kind of provide a little bit more insight on how that process works.
Yeah, so a prior authorization is just a fancy word for communication between your doctor and your insurance company. For us, it's TRICARE Express Scripts that helps TRICARE process those claims. But you may have another insurance. You may have some of these others that have different requirements. Every single insurance company will have different requirements for different medications. So a lot of the medications that require prior authorization are typically based on cost. So the more expensive the medicine, the more likely you're going to have a prior authorization required by your insurance company. And so, like I said, it's a communication between the provider and the insurance company. And the insurance company is wanting to say, okay, if I'm going to pay for this medication, I need to make sure that the patient meets these criteria so that we can justify paying for it compared to maybe something less expensive on the market that might be just as good. There may be a safety component to the prior authorization rather than cost. So like I said, it's a communication between the provider and the insurance company. And so when you come to the pharmacy is really just transmitting the claim to the insurance company. And the insurance company may write back and say, hey, the provider hasn't given us this justification that we need, or maybe they have. And so if the pharmacy says, okay, it was approved, then they can move forward and fill the prescription. If for some reason the prior authorization was rejected, or maybe that communication just didn't take place between the provider and the insurance company in the first place, then it's going to reject. It's not going to pay for it. Your provider has to go back and justify that medication. So the pharmacy kind of plays that mediator, that role, kind of like I use this example sometimes when I'm trying to explain it in the exam room, and it might sound a little silly, but it's like when you go and you purchase a car, the person that is helping you purchase that car really sometimes runs between you and the person in the background making the decision of, yes, we'll accept this price or not. And so the pharmacy kind of plays that mediator and that messenger, but the pharmacy doesn't make that call. The pharmacy doesn't say, yes, it's approved or no, it's not. The pharmacy is just relaying the message to you from the insurance company based on that communication between the provider and the insurance company.
How long does it typically take for prior authorizations to get approved?
It depends on how the provider submits them. Now, for me, I submit them electronically. A lot of times I log in while the person is in my room with me while we're talking. I go over the medication as I put in the request to TRICARE. TRICARE is pretty quick. Usually before they leave my room, I have an answer. There are some times where it might have to go to a reviewer. Usually it's a pharmacist or a physician that works with the insurance company that kind of needs to review your request to make sure. That can usually take 48 to 72 hours. TRICARE is pretty quick. I have had other insurance companies that I've submitted to and I didn't hear back for 2 weeks. So it really just kind of depends on the insurance company and their review process. One nice thing about TRICARE and Express Scripts is we have a website that you can go to, and we'll post that. You can go to this website and search your medication, and it will tell you whether you need a prior authorization or not. And that way you're prepped and ready when you go to your doctor's visit, or the doctor can look it up while they're there, and you can go ahead and do that prior authorization while you're there and have that conversation rather than playing phone tag later.
That's great information. I really did not know how much goes into a prescription. Dr. Dunn, can you tell us a little bit more about your role as a clinical pharmacist? Because you don't actually work in the pharmacy. You're embedded into primary care. So you do a lot more hands-on engagement with patients as far as prescription management goes. Will you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yes.
And how you can help patients?
Yes, definitely. So I do. I belong to the pharmacy team. I belong to the pharmacy family, but I am embedded in primary care. So I get to talk to people all day. I have the honor of getting to talk to people all day and helping them manage their medications. And that's a big term for a lot of different things. So no matter whether you have high blood pressure or high cholesterol or you need help with glucose management or just education about your medications, just general medication questions, I can help with tobacco or nicotine cessation, all kinds of different things, synchronizing your medication refill dates. I have a new service where I can test someone's DNA to see how they metabolize certain medications, and we can go from there to determine maybe what we need to try first and which ones we need to save for last, just depending on how you metabolize certain medications. So when somebody comes to me, we will sit down and we'll talk about what are our goals, where do we want to go, how are we going to get there. We'll look at the medications you're on now, the medications you've tried in the past, maybe you've had some side effects, and what medications we need to try next. We'll look at labs, make sure everything is appropriate. Are there any other labs that we need to do? And then what happens is we'll get you to your goal, and you get to go back to your primary care manager and say, look at all the great things I did. I've gotten to my goal. My blood pressure's good. My cholesterol's good. My glucose is good.
One of the unique things about Fort Novosel is we are the home of Army Aviation, so we have a lot of personnel on flight status. So one of the things that I think, Dr. Dunn, that you do is ensure that the medications that some of our pilots or personnel on flight status do is not going to put them down.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Flight safety is very much a team effort between the patient themselves, between the providers, between the pharmacy, really for anyone involved in the patient's care. So the patient, yes, has a responsibility of saying, hey, I'm on flight status, and obviously that's going to be very important. The provider has a responsibility to ask. And then if we are changing medications or prescribing a new medication, we need to make sure that it is conducive to their flight status. There are some medicines that cause drowsiness. There are some medicines that require them being down for a certain amount of time. I'll do nicotine cessation. There are certain ones that even a nicotine patch, you're down for 72 hours. And so there are a lot of different medications that have different requirements for downtime after you start it. And then there's some that don't have any. There are some medications that don't have any requirement. You're good to go. And so between the patient and the provider, I think that's a lot of times where it starts. Now, in our pharmacy, we do have an over-the-counter or self-care program. So if a patient comes to the window and says, hey, I need some medicines for a cold, at that point, it really is up to the patient at the window to say, hey, I'm on flight status, so that the pharmacy can review their symptoms and what medications we might be giving to make sure that we're not going to hinder their training at all.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And just as a reminder, we always have four days a week, we do have flight surgeon of the day. We're fortunate to have an amazing team of individuals, from the pharmacists to the pharmacy techs to the soldiers to the front desk clerks, to our MSA sitting out front that I'm sure everyone has met, Ms. Walker. We also have an amazing NCOIC that is constantly running around from both behind the pharmacy to the front any given minute of the day, Staff Sergeant Williams. Sergeant Williams, can you provide us some additional tips that maybe we have not discussed yet?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. Well, first I want to start with, here at Lister Pharmacy, we pride ourselves on patient-focused care. We are committed to delivering exceptional service to our patients every single day, and our patients are definitely our top priority, and we are here to support them in every step of the way. As a patient, there are ways to let us know if you have any concerns, as it is through your feedback that we are able to improve our care. We have a dedicated patient phone line to help answer your questions, and also for any concerns about wait times, you can always connect with your patient advocate. All of us are always here to listen. I cannot begin to reiterate enough about utilizing Q Anywhere. Using this service and texting into this service will definitely make your pharmacy visit faster, and you'll be able to leave sooner. We are committed to delivering exceptional service to our patients every day. And it's important that patients know that they do have avenues to be able to express their concerns. We also have a front desk available where you can ask questions there as well. And bottom line, we just want to make sure that we're here for you.
I know within the last 6 months, we've recently stood up a dedicated phone line. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am. So we do have a dedicated patient phone line that's available. You can call this phone line for any questions that you might have regarding questions on if your prescription is ready for pickup, or if your prescription is in there and ready for processing. And also, last but not least, also to voice any concerns that you might have so that we could hear from you and get that feedback.
This was a lot of great information today. You guys process a lot of prescriptions each month. It's an amazing feat that we're able to process an average of 20,000 to 21,000 prescriptions a month. This was a lot of great information today. Before we close, go around the room and leave our guests with any parting comments.
Well, I would just like to take the opportunity to just thank everyone for kind of listening in to this podcast. I hope we provided a lot of insight and we kind of addressed that question that everyone has, which is, you know, like, well, what is taking so long and what other services does the pharmacy provide? We always want to be your pharmacy of choice, right? Being entrusted with your care is such an honor, and being able to service everyone in the Fort Novosel and surrounding communities. Sometimes we do get asked the question, you know, well, what are some other options that I may have for filling my prescription? Because, you know, we're closed on holidays and we're closed on skins. And so retail network pharmacies are also an option, whether it's, you know, it ends up being your pharmacy of choice or just kind of a temporary means to kind of obtain your prescriptions when we're closed. Also, mail order is an amazing choice for some individuals who may struggle with transportation to the pharmacy from time to time. So, you know, those are some other options that you're able to utilize in the event that getting to and from our clinic poses a challenge for you.
I'd like to encourage everybody just to make sure you don't ever let your questions go unanswered. If you have questions about your medications, please come and ask us. Whether it's a pharmacist at a window or if you are making an appointment with me, please just let us answer your questions. Know that you're welcome and we welcome your questions, and we'd love to help you.
I agree with you, Dr. Dunn. We're definitely here to provide that service and kind of be that anchor for our patients. As far as when they come in and they have any questions, of course, we are here for them. And I'm just going to reiterate one more time, Q Anywhere. Even if you need to, you can come up to any of us and we'll literally sit there with you and we'll show you how to go step by step and how to utilize the service. And that's why we're here. Also, I just want to say thank you for choosing us and trusting us with your care. And we are always honored to serve you.
That's Mission Complete for today's podcast. Stay sharp, stay healthy, and keep those meds mission ready. Until next time, Fort Novacell, our care keeps them in the air.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Lister Health Talks. We really appreciate you joining us for a deeper look into the incredible work happening within our military treatment facility pharmacies. To learn more about pharmacy services like QAnywhere, formulary search tools, options like home delivery, and more, just visit our website at lister.tricare.mil. Stay healthy, Fort Novacell.